Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Today, you know, we have a great lineup for you. These are the 2 hours of programming that I get to do to introduce all of you to people that on the surface, you may meet them in the grocery store. You may run across them walking down the street, but you don't know what their journey has been like. And I think that goes for most of us. You know, many of you who have been listening to the show for over 15 years, you know, I've met some of you in person. You listen to the podcast. Many of you during the times of the economic downturn were like plugged in 24/7 because the jobs you had didn't exist anymore. And part of what you said to us was, what a blessing that you're talking about some things that people just are afraid to talk about. And we still are afraid to talk about them. But Zen Honeycutt, joining me here today, is not afraid to talk about them. And there's a reason. If you think about what it is that moms are faced with, and I say moms, but I also want to include grandmas in this, are faced with, when you have to figure out what it is that's okay for your family and what's not, what to look at now, new information, what's dangerous that nobody's talking about, and even what's dangerous that people are talking about, but we just don't know how to have these conversations. And so when I think about this and I think about what Zen has done, and I think about the book she wrote, Unstoppable, you're going to hear today, one, this is a conversation that we must have, and two, this is a conversation that is difficult to have if you don't know how to have it. But here's the thing. My grandma, my mom, never thought that food could be dangerous. Not in a million, gazillion years. And there's a reason for it. Back in the day, you didn't have a label that had a gazillion different words on it that you could not pronounce. But more importantly, what's not on the label? So today, fasten your seatbelt. This is more than education. It's what I consider to, this is my AI, this is it. This is my education in action for all of us. Zen, it's great to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you to all your listeners for taking your time to find out something that's really going to make a difference for your life. I'm very excited to be with you.
And so let's talk about this. Let me just give you a statistic that you may or may not know. I'm fascinated by it because my first show 15 years ago was on the internet and nobody was listening. We now know that moms, believe it or not, over 35 moms are plugged in more than any other demographic on the planet. They are plugged in almost 90% of the time through smartphones, through the internet, whatever you want to call it, because they're looking for solutions. But today, this is the kind of solution that requires a bit of education. Let me ask you, out of everything you've said and today we're going to talk about what you've done in the world to strengthen our knowledge and awareness, you know, first and foremost, you are a mom, but you're an activist, you're a speaker, an author, you're executive director of Moms Across America, right?
Yes.
These are the things you are. But I got to ask you, what are some of the challenges and obstacles then that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment here now?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, the biggest challenges, I think, have been finding ways to communicate what the dangers are without turning people off. That's very difficult to do. And when they do get turned off, or when you actually, you know, the other people get not just challenged, but they are in total opposition to it. The opposition that I've faced has been, you know, pretty difficult sometimes, and, you know, aggressive. And that was challenging to, you know, to overcome, you know, just to keep going from that. But I think that none of that really, like, the challenge is difficult, and it's there's things you have to work out to manage. Like, okay, I've just got to let those negative, every time I go on Twitter, apparently I'm the stupidest person on the planet, right? Because I'm saying that, you know, GMOs are harmful and glyphosate needs to be banned. Apparently some people think that's incredibly stupid. So just setting that aside it's not that hard, but what it is coming up against my own thinking in my head that, you know, maybe I can't do this, or maybe it's too daunting, or maybe it's so big that, you know, we're not making progress, you know, one step forward. And sometimes it feels like three steps back. So I think the most challenging thing for me is grappling with what's going on in my own head about whether or not we're doing the most effective thing, and whether or not, you know, we should or can or are able to keep going. You know, it's that challenge. And that's why I really created myself to be unstoppable, and our organization to be unstoppable. And that's why that's the name of my book. Because I get to live into that, right? I hold myself accountable for that. And that's how I overcome those challenges. As I keep saying, I am unstoppable. Our organization's unstoppable, and we are creating health and freedom in the world. And that's the future that we're living into. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, how many people call me stupid, whether or not we have enough money to do things, you know, how tired I am, that none of that matters. What matters is creating that future of health and freedom.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, sometimes we have to butt up against some confrontation from our family,
yes,
confrontation from doctors. And I'm just going to just say this to you, and then I want to just get back to, you know, what you're doing in the world. You know, my best friend, who's also a producer who scheduled you today for the show, her brother, not too long ago, was admitted to the hospital, and had Linda and I not intervened, believe it or not, in the state of New Jersey, had we not intervened to point out to the doctors and to bring an outside expert in, that her brother literally had 90% of his blood infected with Babesia, mm-hmm, which is a co-infection of Lyme, mm-hmm, he wouldn't be here today. But that challenge caused rift in the family, me bringing in an outside doctor on it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we have to do that. We have to go to an extreme to save those we love. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would challenge the whole idea that it is extreme.
Thank you.
You know, what's extreme is a person dying and not being around anymore. That's extreme.
Yeah,
not
that
having
is.
Them in your life anymore. That's extreme. You know, what's extreme is $100,000 you know, a month for cancer treatment, or mm-hmm, 10, you know, which people end up having to pay $10,000 a month or whatever for cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. That's extreme. What's extreme is 1 out of 2 males and 1 out of 3 females in America expected to get cancer today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One out of two of our children have a chronic illness. That's extreme. 1 out of 8 human beings in the United States have some form of liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, some of them as young as 8 years old. That is an epidemic. You know, what's happening in America as far as our health is concerned is a crisis. And this health crisis is connected to all of the other crises pretty much that are happening in America today. The addiction, the homelessness, the crime and violence can all be linked back to our health. Mm-hmm. And that is all stems from what we're putting in our bodies, which is food and water that's contaminated with agrochemicals based on petrol chemicals, right, from oil. And that and these chemicals destroy the beneficial gut bacteria and allow for the proliferation of pathogenic gut bacteria, which can lead to inflammation, all type of brain disorders, dysfunction of the liver and the kidney, and the destruction of the hormones in our gut, which can enable us to be healthy and happy and not have addictions like serotonin and melatonin. Without those, you're going to have depressed people who are not able to sleep, who might be eventually turn to violence or addiction, or and end up being right homeless or mentally ill or violent, and all of these other issues that are happening in the world. And frankly, these types of issues can be affecting policymakers and policemen and teachers, which make choices that affect our children and our family members every day.
Yeah. And you really nailed it. I mean, because unless you've actually gone through this, we've established a new norm. And this is what scares me more than anything, Sin. I want to talk with you about this when we come back. We're establishing new norms across the board for a lot of things. But the new norm that we are establishing is a new norm of sickness. And, you know, people laughed at Marianne Williamson during one of the debates. But I'll tell you, some of the other folks started to repeat what she said. She was very clear. We don't have a health crisis. You know, she was very clear. We are really focusing on illness after it happens, when we should be looking at what's causing it. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what makes you so passionate about this, but more importantly, what the call to action is. Because here's the crisis I think we're having right at the moment, if you want me to say. Mm-hmm. It's called complacency. It's the big C word. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. And by the way, we are going to give you a copy of Zen's book, Unstoppable, today during the show. I want to make sure that folks have a lot of information. First thing I want to tell everybody is the website for you to go to really get underneath what the action is you can take is Moms with an S Across America. You can go to momsacrossamerica.com or you can go to momsacrossamerica.org and you will get here. But the bottom line to this is when you go there, you are going to be looking at this beautiful, beautiful way that you could get educated and informed, because we're talking about there is something that is a gold standard. And what we mean by gold standard, you're going to hear about today. But more importantly, what is it about this level of truth telling that is so important? Zen, I got to tell you this. Mm-hmm. I have more hosts, right, that, you know, I created Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network about 10 years ago. We're coming up on a 10-year anniversary. So great. We have a forum where people can host a show through us, right? This year, and especially in the past 2 months, I've had more hosts come and say, I don't want to do that show anymore the way I've been doing it. I want to do a show that's more truthful, more powerful. They've changed their brand. They've changed their show. Claudette, for example, her new show is called The Brilliance Ultimatum. One of our other hosts is moving from something to a show that's probably going to be called Truth or Dare. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing in the world you live in, more people saying, I have had enough. I need to know. Tell me, Zen. I need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And partially because people are being affected health-wise. Mm-hmm. The health is what really spurns most people to start investigating. They get sick or their kid gets sick, or they're just sick and tired of seeing all this drama in the news. And they want to get to the source of what's going on. You know, what we have is not just a crisis of health. We have a crisis of trust. Yes. People don't know who to trust anymore because so much of the news can be manipulated. Their news feeds on Facebook, as soon as you post one side of an issue, your news wall will get flooded due to the algorithms. This is how they set it, with the opposing view. So you are then confronted with the exact opposite of what you just shared or posted. And it can be very confusing. And so what we are encouraging people to do is to connect locally with people, get to know your neighbors, get to know the people in your community, and find out from people directly what's happening. Because when you connect with people directly and they share with you that their kid got sick and then they got better, like I'm constantly sharing about my son's, that information is coming directly from the source, right? It's not something that is just on social media or on the news. And what's important is to connect locally with your communities as much as possible. And that's one of our focuses at Moms Across America. When people come to us and say, how can we get involved? I say the best way to get involved is to invite others to get involved. So that means have a movie night, have people over your house or at the community center or the library. It's not hard to ask the library, hey, can we show a movie here on Thursday night at 7 o'clock? And, you know, many times they'll say yes. And you bring your laptop and you can project it or they can show it. We have a movie called Communities Rising on YouTube that shows all about our cross-country trip and interviewing doctors and farmers and people across the country about GMOs and pesticides. Mm-hmm. And so a short 45-minute film like that is a way that you can get involved. So people need to find out the information from the source as much as possible. And definitely it is healthy, very normal and healthy to question the source of the news that you're seeing in the media, because much of that news is influenced by big chem, big ag, or, you know, big ag, big pharma, big chemical companies, big oil, and because they have sponsors. 70% of the commercials on TV are big pharma. Yeah. So you can guarantee that that major, mainstream media channel is not going to be saying anything negative about that big pharma's sister company. For instance, AstraZeneca the sister company is Syngenta, the largest pesticide manufacturer in the world. And AstraZeneca sells 400 different pills and medications that treat the very symptoms that pesticides can cause. A TV station is not likely to put out negative information about any type of the drugs or the pesticides that those companies produce if they're funding them in a major way. So we have to really look at and dig for ourselves. And that's why shows like yours are so important.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I'm so glad you brought this up because we're not talking a few bucks here, Zed. Look, I got to tell you, Dr. Darvish and I are getting ready to do a brand new podcast called iHealth Radio. And we're very clear about what that is going to be about. We're talking billions of dollars a year.
Well, it's actually $3.5 trillion.
Is it up? I'm out of the loop on that.
Yeah, $3.5 trillion is what the U.S. Overall federal spending was on health, federal and household. It was $1.5 trillion just the federal part, and $3.5 including all of the citizens and residents are spending. And so when you think about that, you think, wow, that's an enormous expenditure. Well, that's also an enormous amount of money that these pharmaceutical companies are making, right? They're making a huge amount of money. This is the biggest money maker for America, you know, more than the military, is healthcare spending. So that's why they don't want you to know what remedies like apple cider vinegar and kombucha and sauerkraut that can actually help you restore your gut microbiome and end or resolve or improve almost all diseases, right? They don't want you to know about those types of cheap remedies. They don't want you to know about GMOs. They don't want them to be labeled, right? That's why we lost GMO labeling, was because these companies don't want you to know the information that could have you easily improve your health. They want every single citizen to be on medications that make them trillions of dollars.
Yeah. And, you know, really what we're talking about is you do not have to be somebody that's in the media to understand what the commercials are that's playing on TV and how very specifically they are targeted, right? Mm-hmm. But let's get down to some of the things that you not only talk about in your book, but that you're bringing to the forefront for so many people. I want to ask you this question. As you travel around, you're on a lot of radio shows, television shows, you know, you're recognized for what you're doing here. What have you found, especially now that you and I can actually talk about Love in Action? Because that is what makes us so fired up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we didn't care for the people around us, probably wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right. Yes.
But what are you hearing from people? I mean, I get my friends tell me sometimes I live in a bubble, but I can't believe that the rest of the world, or at least in the United States, that people are not seeing an epidemic in, let's just call it, sickness.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I have people that come up to me from all across the country and around the world. There was a woman in New Zealand who came up to me with, you know, tears in her eyes and said, after my talk, how come my doctor didn't tell me this? How come no one's telling me this? And I said, well, look, you know now, and now you're the one that needs to tell others. This is how this is going to go down. It's going to be mom to mom in the park, you know, preschool parking lot, at the barbecue, on your social media, through your email, through the phone calls. This is how this is going to have to happen. We're going to roll out this information mom to mom across the country and around the world. And you're the one, you know, a woman named Alice Gleason from Uganda. I met her in Australia, and she came up to me after my talk there and said she had gone up to Vandana Shiva, who spoke a month before that. She's an incredible eco activist. She said to her, you know, how can I bring this information to Uganda? People are dying there. They're planting GMO crops, and the people are dying from the chemicals. Yeah. They're getting diabetes. The soil is so destroyed that they're not able to plant the crops that they normally plant, like peas and legumes and cowpeas. And so people are actually starving in Africa because of the introduction of GMOs. It's the opposite of what these these big companies claim. And she said, you know, how can I get the government to find out about this? And Vandana Shiva said, you're the one. You're the one that needs to tell them. We cannot wait for someone else to do something about this. That was the turning point for me, was when I said to myself, you know, what would it look like if I took on leadership? My actions would definitely be different, right? What if I decided I'm the one to transform the food industry? Not me by myself. I am clear. It's going to take millions of people. But what I mean is, I'm not waiting for someone else to do something about it. It's not somebody else's job. This is my job. And if every single one of us took on that responsibility, we would transform this. I mean, let's face it, moms buy 85% of the food. So we're pretty much responsible for the way the food supply is going and the health of America. We need to take on responsibility for ourselves, educate ourselves, and then make sure that everybody else around us finds out about this. And it is our business. You know, it's not just like, oh, I'm just going to feed my family and not tell other people what to eat. We don't have to tell other people what to eat, but we do have to realize that our children's future spouses are out there somewhere, and we want them to have healthy families someday. We want them to be able to procreate. The way we're going now, that may not be like, you know, may not happen. And so we have to realize that this is a community issue, and sharing with people about it comes from love and compassion and commitment to our community. It's not about making them wrong and confronting them. That's not going to work. So no matter what people say to me when they come up to me, you know, about their health issue, I always come back to them with, it's you. You are the one to share this with other people. And it's time that we all take on that responsibility.
You know, it's interesting. I want to talk about this when we come back. I was asked to attend an event, and I'm trying to remember what the event was exactly, but I think it was the title was Being Authentic in a Fake World, Becoming Better Truth Tellers. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want to do that talk. And they looked at me and they said, why not? Why? I said, no, it's not about being authentic. It's about doing. I said, so let's change it to being an activist in a fake world. I'll talk about that, I can talk about that. And, you know, becoming better truth tellers. I said, there's no better. You either tell the truth or you don't. What is the mystery?
Yeah.
It's like truth, lie. I mean, I cannot believe how many words we've come up for the word lie. It's either the truth or it's not. It's one or the other. And that is what you said. I want to talk to you about this, because if you don't tell the truth over time, and my research for 10 years has said this, I studied trust and promises for 10 years. The minute that you don't tell the truth on something and you're found out, people don't trust you. The problem we have is not that the truth isn't being told, it's that we're not finding out who's not telling the truth. Let's take a short break. I'm fired up now. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Zed, and we're going to give a copy of her book away. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Let's take a minute. I want to take a minute and do two things. One, tell us for a minute, if you could, talk about Moms Across America, but also give folks an idea of the messaging in your book, Unstoppable, because I'm going to give a copy of the book away here in a minute. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you have created, you all have created, to bring forth a new action.
Well, great. Yeah, Moms Across America is a nonprofit, but we started out simply as a group of moms that wanted everybody to know about GMOs and, you know, genetically modified organisms, and to have them labeled. We thought there's, you know, our food is foreign proteins. 80% of them are genetically engineered to withstand Roundup, which is, you know, the backyard weed killer, but it's actually being sprayed on our food. We wanted people to know about that. So we started out just as an event, Moms Across America March to label GMOs, by joining into 4th of July parades. And it was a very successful outreach. We reached thousands locally and millions nationally in a single day. And I strongly encourage any type of group that wants to raise awareness about an issue, as long as you're doing it in a family-friendly way, you can join into 4th of July parades. And so once we did that, we since then have had about 600 leaders that have caused over 1,000 events in all 50 states. And so we've had a national, you know, movement happen, and we decided, well, we can't just be a one-time event. We need to, you know, be a nonprofit and support people ongoingly. And so we've been doing that now for six, almost 7 years. And we have been, you know, we've done things like I've spoken directly at the Monsanto shareholder meeting, Syngenta, Dow, DuPont. Also, we initiated the glyphosate testing, which found glyphosate in tap water, urine, and breast milk. Mm. I've spoken in countries, you know, as I mentioned, around the world. My book is being published in Japan right now. And so the book really does encompass that sort of journey of discovering that my children were sick, why they were sick, which is what I believe is related to the toxins in our environment, our vaccines, our food, our water, you know, our homes, all of that, this toxic burden. Mm. And then how do I get them better? And that whole process, which also during that time, I also got involved in creating, you know, I started to get involved in the labeling initiative and then in creating Moms Across America. And in the book, I bring together experts, doctors, lawyers, scientists, farmers, activists, you know, healthcare practitioners. So you hear from a wide range of experts. And you also get some how-to points, like how to talk to your family about GMOs and toxins, the, you know, six steps to having a healthy family, that some types of things that you can do or try to reduce the toxins in your body and improve your family's health. So there's a lot of great information and also personal stories that make it so that it's not just a dry read of, you know, scientific information. It really is, I find it, and people have told me, a very engaging storyline that, you know, that they can connect with and really feel like they relate to it. So that book is on Amazon. It's called Unstoppable: Transforming Sickness and Struggle into Triumph, Empowerment, and a Celebration of Community. And it's available on Amazon. It's also available in Japan now. My book just came out this week in Japanese. I'm supported by the Green Co-op, which is a 400,000 member co-op in Japan, which has done some amazing things, like start solar parks and, you know, a homeless center that has a garden, and they support preschools that have healthy, you know, non-GMO and organic food. Really great system going on in Japan around their food supply, and we want to keep it that way. We want to keep it safe and healthy.
Wow, thank you for that. And Benny, let's give a copy of the book Unstoppable away now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, one of the things that I was really, really struck by as I was reading your book again this morning is how much you discovered as a result of a crisis that was near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. And that discovery then put you in to a what I like to call a mega action. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can discover something in your own personal life or your sphere, what's close to you, people close to you, and then it can end right there. But there's something that compelled you beyond that. There's something that compelled you to say, wait a minute, you know, there's something that I've got to do more and share more and talk more. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this. What was that thing? Because I see, I think there are things that inspire us. You know, I did an event down in LA here last week, and Jessica and I both came back. And when we said, we're different now, aren't we? And she said, yeah, we're more inspired. And I wanted to ask you what that moment felt like for you when you came to that point.
Well, there were a couple of different moments, but one that really shook me was when I was sitting at the back of the room in the Prop 37 initiative. And I just, the woman at the front of the room, who was the leader for Orange County Volunteers for the initiative, she, named Paula, she was, you know, so energetic and excited, and she was asking people to stand up, and she was acknowledging them for the role that they had played in the campaign. We didn't know whether we had won or not yet, but she was acknowledging people. And so I got to think, like, what was my role? You know, I passed out flyers, that was cool, but I just sort of had a moment like, why is she in the front of the room, you know, as a leader, and I'm in the back of the room in the back seat? Like, why is that? Why did I choose to not take on leadership? Nothing wrong with that. Like, we need supporters, right? But I realized that my actions would have been different had I put myself in a place of leadership. I would have taken different actions, and, you know, not necessarily better, but definitely I would have been more effective in certain ways, right? And so I wondered, like, what if I did take on leadership? What would that look like? What could I accomplish? How much more could we get done? And so I began to ponder that. And when we got out in the car, when we realized that we lost, I just started to cry. I just felt so hopeless. And my son said to me, well, you know, Mom, even Star Wars took 6 episodes. And I was like, yeah. And they had Yoda. You know, like, they had this magical being that could do anything. And I was like, you're right. And so I realized, like, maybe it's just time for a new episode. And maybe it's time for me to take on leadership. Like, set aside, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. I don't have a background to organize anything nationwide. None of that. But, you know, the why and the how is not going to stop me. What I'm going to do is take actions based on that future that I want to create, which is health and freedom, which is, you know, the food supply is safe for my children. I don't have to worry about my kids dying from eating a cookie at somebody's house, right? Like, that's the reality for many millions of parents today. The kids have life-threatening food allergies and autoimmune issues and autism and, you know, banging their heads against refrigerators 200 times a day. Like, parents are living in health crises today, but what if we could do something about it? And that was the, for me, the moment was the inquiry. What if I could do something about it? What if I did? What if I took this on? So that's what I encourage people to do, is just ask themselves, what is it that you could do? And you don't have to know how to do it. You can figure it out along the way. I promise you, you can.
And, you know, one of the things, too, I want to talk to you about is you put a lot of data in your book. And I want to say that. And as a matter of fact, the copy we just gave away was gone before I even gave out the phone number. But there's a lot of information in the book, which I really loved. I mean, you know, coming from a research background, I was really pleased about it, but I was also appalled. I mean, when I saw some of the data on GMOs and some of the levels that we're talking about, I think you used the word frightening. I remember a quote by, I think, Dr. Kahn, you know, the word frightening, and that stuck with me.
Yes, it is frightening what's happening. And I think one of the initial moments of that really moved things for me was being open to and actually getting the impact, mm-hmm. you know, crying for on and off for 3 days after I watched Robin O'Brien's TED Talk, Patriotism on a Plate, where she found her child went through an allergic reaction and she found out about GMOs, mm-hmm. and then watching Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. You know, the impact of that information and the reality, getting the reality that our government is not protecting us. The FDA is not looking out for the food safety. The EPA is not actually protecting the environment and people in America today. They are beholden to these corporations that sell chemicals and GMO foods. Mm-hmm. And the reality of that betrayal is too much for a lot of people to handle on their own. They really need to reach out and learn more information and connect with other people. You know, for me, it was GMO Free USA and, mm-hmm. You know, online and many other different, you know, Organic Consumers Association and Beyond Pesticides and, you know, just connecting with other groups that were doing something about this and learning for myself. And once you learn the information, the real information, then you can start to take actions to do something about it. That is when your anxiety and fear and the all of that can go away. But what I urge people to do is do not let fear interfere with your commitment. Do not let that fear paralyze you. Do not just say, okay, forget about it. I'm just going to binge another show on Netflix and eat my chips and forget about all this. No, actually do something. You know, I mean, okay, watch Netflix once in a while, but you really need to take action and do something about it. And then you'll find when you start doing one thing a day, you'll sleep better, you'll feel better, you'll get healthier, and you'll be more engaged in your communities and have better relationships too.
Yeah, and I love that because you nailed it. I mean, fear and doubt, the fear is cousin, doubt, mm-hmm. I have found to be sort of the showstoppers for me that would have me, move out of my focus of commitment. But one of the things that I wanted to jump to is what I love to call the solution. In your book, you call it our healing story, because that's part of the conversation as well. And that's also what Moms Across America is about as well. It's about, this is what you can do. Can you talk for a little bit about the healing story and what you did?
Yeah, absolutely. So my son had allergies from a very young age, you know, to milk. He was just, his poo was green. He was screaming, you know, crying. It was very difficult for him to sleep. I had to take, you know, dairy out of my diet. Had no idea why. And then it progressed into a myriad of different food allergies. You know, gluten, of course, is a main one, and all kinds of other food intolerances. And by the time he was 8 years old, he was having rashes around his mouth where his lips would swell up, a red line would form around his mouth, and, you know, bumps and all of that. And he it would last for weeks, like 2 weeks, his lips would be swollen and eventually flaky and dry. It was just very uncomfortable and unsightly and embarrassing for him. And he said to me one day, you know, Mom, I wish all my allergies would go away. And I said, me too, buddy. But in my head, I was thinking, that's never going to happen. Because that's not what the doctors were saying. They were saying the allergies were going to get worse with every exposure and could be life-threatening. And in fact, he almost died on Thanksgiving evening when he was five from a nut in the stuffing. We went to ER. It was horrific. So I didn't think his allergies were going to get any better. But then I realized what I was saying to myself, that was resignation and doubt. And that's not what I was committed to. I'm committed to, you know, courage and creativity and actually, you know, being able to make a difference in the world. And I want my son to be able to, too. So I thought, what could we do about this? And I asked him to actually, like, what if you could eat a slice of pizza one day at a birthday party? What if we could do something about it? He said, I would love that. And I said, would you partner with me? Would you be my partner in your health? Would you drink green drinks and try alternative things? And he said, yes. And I said, then I promise you, you will get better. And so when we made that promise and that pact, we then set on a journey together to learn information, to try new things. And he did get better. Within 4 months, his allergies were dramatically reduced. Within about a year or two of eating organic, his nut allergy went from a 19 down to a 0.2. And his health is amazing now. He's an athlete. He eats an organic, whole food, plant-based diet only. And he's doing his own talk about this in his community church coming up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can turn it around. My other son turned around his autism symptoms, and we did that in 6 weeks. And, you know, you can turn this around. And that's the message that I want everybody to know is if you have fibromyalgia, if you have, you know, a myriad of different health issues, you can turn it around and start with the food and start with organic.
Yeah. I mean, you and I here are living examples. In 2008, I was looking at buying a wheelchair. I mean, that's how bad I was. But I knew that I was on the mend. I knew that what was happening, the transformation that, thank goodness for Dr. Darvish. I mean, I would have never, I'm a girl from the East Coast. The idea of a green drink or, you know, like some of the things we're talking about, I had to be fully committed to that and trust. And I'm here today, you know, not in a wheelchair. I did have to walk with a cane for a while. I was so bad, I locked myself in a bathroom. Now I never go in the bathroom without a cell phone because I couldn't turn the knobs on the door. And I realized my body was so toxic from years and years and years. And so you're right. You know, I had that moment when my immune system was most compromised and all of what you just talked about, all of the bacteria in the gut, anything else that was in my body just had a field day. But what you're talking about is so much more important than what I learned, because there's no sight, there's no stopping in sight if we don't become more active in our voices, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's all important. And however you get to your pathway to health, just keep going and just keep looking. I would say don't give up. Don't allow yourself to say, you know, I have this disease, period. Well, it's, you know, and it's genetic. And this is the only way, you know, that I have to live. No, you start by choosing organic and start by switching all of your grains, your breads, your oatmeal, if you eat buckwheat, your beans, your lentils, your legumes, switch those over to organic, because those are the ones that have the highest level of glyphosate sprayed on them, because it's used as a drying agent before harvest. It's also sprayed directly on GMO food like soy and corn and sugar. Mm-hmm. So you want to switch those over to organic. And you also want to eliminate sugar as much as possible, because that feeds the growth of the bad gut bacteria. Yeah. And you want to balance out the gut bacteria by introducing sauerkraut, kombucha, and apple cider vinegar, every day and as much, you know, fermented foods as you can. Now, some people can't do the fermented foods right away. You have to restore the gut. And we would encourage you to go to our website, momsacrossamerica.org, and click on healthy health solutions, because we also have a lot of recommendations there that have made a huge difference for people. So there are steps, there are things that you can do. Just keep trying, keep learning, and get active, and invite other people to get active as well.
I want to take these last couple of minutes to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. What is your vision now for Moms Across America? What's next?
Yeah, so great question. So Moms Across America has just launched our Moms Across America Gold Standard, which is a way to celebrate the companies that are doing the right thing, the things that we really want, which is we want food products and supplements that are not just non-GMO and organic, but they are tested for pesticides and heavy metals. They are, if there's animal products, they're humanely raised. The labor is fair trade, you know, fair labor, and the packaging is eco-friendly. For goodness sake, we need to stop using so much plastic, right? Mm-hmm. And in addition, we need to support regenerative organic agriculture and biodynamic agriculture, because that's the agriculture system that will draw down carbon in the air every year. We need to draw down this carbon that's here, no matter how you think it got there, whether it was clouds or, you know, cows or, you know, car emissions. We need to draw down this carbon. So regenerative organic agriculture and biodynamic agriculture does that. And with our Moms Across America Gold Standard at the 5-star level, you can be assured as a consumer that that company is going above and beyond. They're taking extraordinary steps to make food that's not only good for families, but it's good for the planet. And so we're really excited about launching that. We're also collaborating with organizations going forward in the future on some new initiatives, and really looking at this year supporting the formation of chapters and people connecting more locally to create healthier communities. And so we have some initiatives that we'll be rolling out in the next year. And we ask for your support to do that. We ask you to go to momsacrossamerica.org and donate as much as you can. We are extremely frugal people who probably, I would say, get three times the work done on, you know, a much smaller budget. We are very frugal group. Mm-hmm. You know, moms are very effective. So your donation will go a long way, and we really appreciate anything that you can give.
And I really appreciate you coming and bringing this conversation to all of us. You know, I think that when we left the airplane after a fantastic initiative in LA, one of the things we said was inspired in action. And that's part of it as well. That's what you're about. Not only are you inspiring, but you're inspiring action. And the kind of action that is done in the way that has the highest of vibration for all of us. And Zen, I wanted to thank you so much for doing that. And thank you so much for sharing this with all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you to all of your listeners. I really appreciate your time. And we want to hear back from you. If you have taken an action and you've had even a small win, we want to hear about it and we want to celebrate you. So please do email us at info@momsacrossamerica.org as well.
And thank you for that, because we've got something we're going to be emailing you. It's a little bit out of the box. So when you get it from us, you'll be like, what are they doing?
All right. Can't wait. I want to hear about all your initiatives. Thank you.
Thank you, Zeb. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.